funny, mother...
The Jell-O Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra.
Thank you, thank you. This is Groucho Marx. Well, here I am, stepping in over my head again.
With Fibber McGee and Molly.
Folks, this is just as new to me as it is to you.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny, this is Rochester.
The Great Gildersleeve. Yeah.
Well, what an original greeting.
Hello and welcome to another week of comedy, funny, haha, on Dwayne Old Time Radio. One thing, please subscribe to my channel. If you enjoy what I'm doing, subscribing is 100% free. Also, one more thing, if you have a few seconds or 1 minute, please leave a review on your preferred podcast service. Thank you and hope you enjoy. This week on Comedy Funny Ha Ha Ha, we have The Great Gildersleeve. Two episodes from The Great Gildersleeve, episode 13 and episode 14. Episode 13 is Leroy Smokes a Cigar. Naughty, naughty Leroy. November 23rd, 1941. And episode 14 is Canary Won't Sing. November 30th, 1941.
Kraft presents The Great Gildersleeve. Each week at this time from Hollywood, California, Kraft presents Harold Perry as The Great Gildersleeve, written by Leonard L. Levinson. We'll hear from the Great Gildersleeve in just a moment. But first, is your family the hard-working, hard-playing kind? Of course, most of us are these days. Increased effort is expected of every one of us. And that's why plenty of wholesome, nourishing, energy food is so vitally important. The kind of food that replaces the energy we use up every day. Well, one of the best energy foods you can serve is delicious parquet margarine, made by Kraft. Yes, parquet margarine is an economical source of nourishment and energy your whole family needs. You'll be glad to know, too, that every pound of parquet contains 9,000 units of important vitamin A. What's more, parquet margarine is so downright good-tasting, your family will eat all they need. Yes, parquet margarine's delicate, satisfying flavor is sure to make a hit, whether you serve it at the table or use it for baking and pan frying. So why not give your family the benefits of this delicious, nourishing food and start serving them parquet margarine tomorrow? Yes, when you order, ask your dealer for parquet, P-A-R-K-A-Y. And now let's visit our friend, the Great Gildersleeve.
Of yours in the attic?
In the attic, yes. What about it, Leroy?
Well, look what I found up there, an old family album.
Album? Oh, is that so? Any pictures of me in it?
Are there? You're number one of the puss parade.
Yes.
Leroy. May I look at it, Uncle?
Sure, Marjorie. Go ahead if you want to.
Thanks. Oh, look at this one.
Huh?
Oh, what a beautiful baby. Hey, who is she?
Well, if you must know, she's me.
You mean you didn't always have that mustache?
Well, not as a little shaver. Turn the page, Marjorie.
Huh?
Oop. Forgot about that one in the little Lord Fauntleroy outfit. Wish I had those beautiful curls today.
For corn's sake, look at the lace on your pants.
Leroy, at that age, did I know what I was doing?
Oh, Uncle. Look, here's one where you're a little older.
Huh?
With two pretty little rabbits.
Oh, yes, my rabbits. Those are my pets. I called them Flopsy and Mopsy. I intended to raise them and make enough money to pay my way through college.
What happened, Uncle Mort?
Nothing. And I paid $2 for those rabbits.
What was the matter?
That was it. $2. Yeah.
Say, Unc,
Huh?
Are these your first long pants you're wearing in this picture?
Yes. Tight, weren't they? When people saw me wearing them, they just split.
Who, the people or the pants?
Yes. First the pants, then the people.
Here's a picture taken not so long ago.
Well,
how can you tell? Well, Uncle Mort is almost as fat as he is now. Leroy, the bathing suit he's wearing.
Yes. That suit was all wool and a yard wide.
What's that thing you're eating, Unc?
Let me see. Eating? Oh, I wasn't eating anything. I was just blowing up my water wings. Say, I feel kind of chilly. Bertie, shut the front door.
I can't. It's stuck.
Oh, probably the change in the weather. I'll take care of it, children. Yeah. Now, what's the trouble, Bertie? No wonder that door is stuck. There's a man's foot caught inside.
I know that, and he refuses to take it out.
Oh, well, let him in. He's probably a visitor.
Tain't no visitor. It's a salesman.
Salesman? How do you know?
Cause the hot air's coming from the outside inside.
Oh.
Mister, get your foot out this door, cause we ain't in the market for none.
Yeah. Well, let me handle him now, Bertie. I'll brush him off quickly.
Now, don't you go buying any foolish, worthless stuff like you did last time.
Huh?
That perfume was nothing but water.
Well, how did you know, Bertie? Did you open the bottle?
No, sir. But the salesman come around to the back, and I bought some myself.
Yeah. Well, you run along back to the kitchen. I'll get rid of this chap.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Ah, good afternoon, sir. My company is introducing a new cigar.
I don't want it.
And I'm giving out a few boxes to discriminating judges of tobacco as free samples.
I said I... free?
Uh-huh.
Oh. Well, let's step in out of the cold, sir.
Oh.
Here, let me help you with those big, heavy boxes.
Thank you.
You're such a little fellow. Yeah. I was always considered quite an authority on good cigars. What's the name of this new brand?
Mister, these are the genuine made in Havana, aged in the woods, soaked in the New England maple syrup La Rumba Panatella cigars.
Good.
Once you get the La Rumba habit, you can't shake it.
Ew. Well, they certainly sound good.
Oh, and they smell good, too.
Now,
just sample the delicious aroma.
Hmm?
Go ahead. Let your nose run riot.
Oh. Let me see.
Clears the head, doesn't it?
Practically clears the room. I'm afraid these are rather strong for me, young
man.
Oh,
yeah, and after you've smoked a few, you'll be strong for them.
I'll have to be, to be.
Now, in consideration for advertising these wonderful cigars among your friends, we make absolutely no charge for them.
Oh, you don't? Well, with Christmas coming on and everything, I think I could manage to get rid of 5 or 10 boxes for you.
Oh, splendid, splendid. I might add that while we make absolutely no charge for the cigars themselves, we ask you to pay for cellophane, band, and the box. That's only to be expected, of course.
Oh. Yeah. What does that amount to?
Oh, I hate to even mention it.
Yeah, so do I, but go ahead.
Well, let me see. Yeah. 4 and 2
8 and 6 and 7.
Well, that comes to a total of $1.98 per box.
$1.98? Well, is that all?
Oh, gosh, I forgot taxes. What's the matter with me?
Shall I tell you?
But you wouldn't expect us to lose money now, would you?
Oh, no. I'd hate myself if you lost money. How much are the taxes?
Only 50 cents a box. Now, are you taking 5 or 10 boxes?
Well, come to think of it, I don't know an awful lot of people here in Summerfield. Hardly more than a box full.
Well, now, our company doesn't think it's worthwhile to send me all the way out here on a cold afternoon for just one box, mister. I'm afraid that at least they'll let me give away free to you is 4 boxes.
No, thanks. Maybe I'll take more the next time you come around.
Mister, with these cigars, there won't be no next time around.
Well, for the most I could accept is 2 boxes.
Well, I can't force you to take more. All right. Here's your 2 free boxes. Now, that'll be $4.96.
$1.98 for 2 boxes. $4.96. Yes, you're right. I was always good on arithmetic. This is you're very generous, really. Here's a $5 bill.
Oh, thank you. Now, wait just a second. You've got some change coming.
Oh, yes.
4 cents.
4 cents.
Yes. Yes. Funny, it's lots of silver here, but no pennies.
Oh, that's all right. You can forget it.
Oh, no. I'll get it for you somehow.
Oh,
here we are.
Yes. What's this?
Your change. Your 1 cent stamp and 3 sticks of chewing gum. Goodbye.
Oh! Sure. It's okay to come out in the living room, Piggy. We got the whole house to ourselves.
Say, is there any more candy around?
Nope. We ate all the cookies, too.
Too bad. Nothing sweet left, huh?
Nothing unless you want to try these new cigars of my uncle's. They're soaked in maple syrup.
You mean these?
Yeah.
Let's see them. Lomba Panadolas.
Say, I wouldn't open that box if I were you.
Oh, it was open already. See? Some have been taken out. I bet no one would miss this one.
Hey, what are you thinking of doing? Smoking it?
Maybe. What if I am?
Oh, I bet you wouldn't dare.
Is that so? Bet you I would, too. Only it's so long. I bet you'd be scared to go havers with me.
Who, me? Smoke a cigar?
I knew you'd go chicken.
I won't either. I ain't afraid of doing anything you ain't afraid of doing, I ain't.
All right, let you smoke it then.
All right, give it here.
Here. Bet you don't even know which end to put in your mouth.
I do, too. Only I forgot. Which end is it?
The one you don't like. Oh. My paw always bites off one end first.
Like this?
Uh-huh.
What does he do with the end he bites off?
I don't know. Swallows it, I guess.
Why, he does?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Ooh, phew, it tastes terrible.
Want me to light it for you?
Sure, I guess so. No fun smoking an unlit cigar, is there?
Nope. Hold still and puff. No, puff in, not out.
Oh.
That's better. How's it taste?
Well, it's pretty hard to describe. Here, you try it a while and find out for yourself. Look, I can exhale every puff.
Well, don't hog it all day. It's my turn again.
When I try blowing smoke through my nose? Okay, you can have it now.
Gee, you got it all unwrapped.
I'm sorry. You want me to tie a piece of string around the outside cover? Or a rubber band?
No, I think it'll be all right. Now watch me.
What's that supposed to be?
I'm blowing smoke rings.
You ain't either. Them's clouds. Heck, I can do better than that.
Okay, here, you take it.
No, I didn't mean for you to do that. You can keep it as long as you want to.
Oh, that's all right. I'm not selfish.
Well, all right. How's this? You better puff on it a while, pig. Smoke gets in my eyes.
Well, okay. It sure is a strong cigar, ain't it?
Yeah, as long as I ever smoke.
Oh, what's the matter, Leroy? Don't you feel well?
Well, there's been times when I felt better.
Here, ready for another drag?
No, not just yet. I think I better sit down for a while.
You mean you're dizzy?
Yeah.
Well, sitting down won't help. I know. I'm sitting, and I'm dizzy, too.
I wonder what's wrong with us.
I haven't any idea.
Do you think it's... Hey, Pink, sit still, will you?
I ain't moving, except my head seems to be going around.
Gee, that's funny. You got two heads. And they're both kind of green.
Two heads, huh? Well, that accounts for it, then.
Counts for what?
I can see two whole rooms. You know, I don't think I feel so good.
Do you think it could possibly be the cigar?
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. Here, Leroy, you can have it.
No. You go ahead and keep it. Keep it. There's lots more where that one came from.
Oh, my goodness. Now my stomach's starting to go around, too.
Yeah, I know just how you feel.
If it's all right with you, Leroy, I think I'll go now.
You're not mad or anything?
Oh, no. If you want any more of the cigar, it's right here on the fern stand.
Gee, don't hurry off.
I better go or you might be sorry I stayed.
Oh, gee whiz. Oh, I'm beginning to see what you mean. I better get some fresh air, too. Hey, Piggy, wait for me. Say, Pig, do you still feel woozy?
No, I feel more wowsy than woozy. How about you, Leroy?
Oh, I'm all right, except for my head, which is awful light. My feet, which are awful heavy. And my stomach, which is awful.
Awful what?
That's all, just awful.
Gee, I don't think I've got a stomach anymore.
Boy, are you lucky.
Take it easy. Just close your eyes.
No, no, no. Every time I close my eyes, tapioca keeps floating in front of me. Tapioca with neon lights.
Do you think we should get up and walk around a while?
No, no, no. Let's stay here in the garage until it stops going around. Darn the guy who invented cigars anyhow.
Who was he?
I don't know. Some Indian named Corona, I think. I can't see how Uncle Mort can keep smoking them all day long without falling over. Imagine going around like this all the time.
Gee, I just thought of something. Do you think we're going to stop growing now?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. We should have thought of that before.
But suppose we do. How am I going to play football in college? I just weigh 97 pounds.
Are you sure that one cigar will stop you from growing?
Since I started smoking, I ain't been sure of anything. I'm awful glad I stopped.
Me too. Why, I would never smoke another cigar. Oh, it makes me sick even to mention cigars.
Gee whiz.
What is it now?
What's going to happen when your folks come back and find the living room full of smoke?
Jeepers. Uncle Mort will send me to Alcatraz. We better sneak back and open all the windows so the place can air out.
Not me. I'm going home just as soon as my legs will cooperate with each other.
Ah, Piggy, you can't run out on me now.
Not now, but just as soon as I can stand up, I will.
But how can you?
Help! Fire!
I didn't want to smoke a cigar.
Help! Fire! Get some water!
It was you!
Fire! Come on! Get it alone!
Hey! Hey, that's all right, Bertie. Come on! Look! Smoke's coming out of the living room.
Gee, it's lucky we got out.
There's a fire!
Good. Now nobody will notice the cigar smoke.
Cigar smoke. That's it! Piggy, where'd you throw that cigar we were smoking?
In the fern stand. Why?
I bet that's what started the fire. Come on,
get some water.
We're coming, Bertie. Oh, there's the garden hose. Piggy, run and turn the water on.
Here I come, Bertie. Put out the fire. Put out the fire.
I will if you get away from the window. I want to climb in.
What'd you say?
Get away from that.
Get that out. I'm not on fire.
Sorry. I warned you.
Leroy, what you doing?
Climbing in the window to water the fern. Oh, say, this is only making the smoke worse.
Well, keep it up, Leroy. You're putting it out.
Oh, that smoke. Just as I was getting over the last smoke.
That does it. Now the fire's out.
Turn off the water, Piggy.
Yeah. Turn off the water out there, boy.
Oh, I don't feel so good.
Leroy, you're a hero. Leroy! Turn on the water again, boy. Leroy's done fainted.
Well, Marjorie, are you sure we've ordered all the candy we need for Christmas?
Oh, yes, Uncle Mort. My, you've been buying like Santa Claus with a sweet tooth.
Well, why not? No matter how many Thanksgivings we have, Christmas comes once a year.
Well, let's run along home now, Uncle.
All right, my dear. Say, let's get something for Leroy to have this afternoon. I see just the thing he's going to enjoy.
You do? What is it?
Oh, something that every boy likes. Wait till you see Leroy's face when he opens these chocolate cigars.
See what I tell you, Bertie? He's opening his eyes.
Yeah, but he don't look like he's seeing anything. Leroy, honey, is you all right?
Oh, me? Oh, yes, I'm all right.
And you just lay there on the sofa whilst I try to clean up this mess in the living room. I can't figure out for the life of me how that fire started.
Hey, Piggy.
Yeah?
Gee, what are we going to say when Uncle Mort comes home and asks us how the fire started?
Well, we could say it was a spark from the fireplace, if there was a fire in the fireplace. Except there's no fireplace.
Gee, if they ever find out how that fire really started, I'll be cooked. Haven't you got a good idea?
Yes, I'm going home. So long, Leroy. See you in school. Oh, hello, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Hello there, Piggy.
Oh, now I'm really going to be sick.
Say, what's that I smell? Did Bertie burn something?
Yeah, the living room.
What?
Goodbye, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Come back here a moment, young man. Where is Bertie?
She's mopping up the water on the carpet.
What water?
The water Leroy squirted on the fern box just before he did a nosedive onto the floor.
Oh, my goodness.
Uncle, what happened around here?
I don't know for sure, Marjorie, but the way I understand it, Leroy was watering the fern box in the living room. After flooding the floor, he tried to dive on it while Bertie was cooking the rug.
Couldn't be.
Well, that's Piggy's story.
Yeah, well, it was nice visiting you.
Here, come along with us, young man. We're going to get to the bottom of all this.
Oh, dear.
Huh?
Oh, look at Leroy on the sofa.
Yeah.
Are you all right, Leroy?
Oh, hello, Marge. Hello, Uncle Mort.
Well, by George, he does look all washed out.
Oh.
Young man, what do you mean by diving on your nose in the carpet?
You leave that poor little boy alone. He's a hero. Just like Dewey at Vanilla.
What do you mean, Bertie?
Why, there was a fire, and Leroy ran in here with the hose and saved us all from being a lot of clinkers.
Well, you're a brave boy, Leroy. By the way, Bertie, how did the fire happen to start?
Oh, my head. Oh, my stomach. Oh, my.
What's wrong? I know. He's inhaled too much smoke.
Yes, that's it, Uncle Mort.
Well, we're going to get you well in no time at all. No time at all.
That's good.
Yeah. Marjorie, what's the office number of Dr. Silsby?
No. I don't need a doctor.
It's Rosebud 2212.
Thanks. Hand me that phone, please, Bertie. Thank you. Now, don't try to get up, Leroy. Just relax like a piece of liver.
No!
Hello, Dr. Silsby? This is Throckmorton P. Gildersleeve. I want you to come right over. There was a little fire at our place. I know you're not a fireman. My nephew Leroy put it out, and now he isn't feeling so hot. Yeah, get over here as quickly as you can, Doctor. I don't know what in the world's keeping that, Doctor. While we're waiting for him, Leroy, here's a little surprise I brought to you from downtown. Here. It's some chocolate cigars.
No.
Yes. Quick, somebody, water. He's going to faint again.
No, I'll be all right, Uncle. Oh. Chocolate and cigars. I couldn't take it.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, my boy. But you won't refuse a nice big chocolate cigar, will you, Piggy?
Yes, Mr. Gildersleeve, I couldn't.
Huh?
That is, Leroy might feel bad if he saw me eating it.
Oh, yes, well, that's very considerate. We'll save them for later, then. By the way, how did this fire in the living room start, Piggy?
You mean the fire from the cigar in the fern stand?
Oh,
what's wrong, my boy?
It hurts. The scar I got from the fern stand that was on fire.
Oh, yes.
Piggy, isn't it time for you to go home?
Yes. I gotta be going now.
Yes. Well, it gets me. How a fern stand can suddenly, without any cause, burst into flame is one for Ripley.
Maybe it was spontaneous compulsion.
Yep.
Those ferns were getting terribly parched, you know, late in the year, no rain inside the house.
Oh, well, I suppose we'll never know.
Yeah, let's let sleeping dogs sleep. Excuse me, Mr. Gildersleeve, but look what I found in the ruins of that there fernery that was on fire.
Well, looks like remnants of a cigar. Why, this could have started the whole thing.
Well, folks, now I really gotta go.
Huh?
So long, Leroy. Good night, Mr. Gildersleeve.
What's bothering that young man?
That's Piggy's way, Unc. Here today, gone tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, son, you rest till the doctor gets here. I'm going to look into a few matters. Come on, Bertie. Let Leroy sleep. I can't understand it. How did a cigar get into the fern stand? Oh, talking of cigars, Bertie, did anything happen to those two new boxes of La Rumba's?
They putting them in boxes now?
No, I'm talking about my cigars. Oh, yes, here they are. Let me see. Six missing, and I only took out five. Bertie, have you been putting the snatch on my stogies?
Yes, sir.
Aha!
I snatches them off the furniture, and I put them into ashtrays.
Yes. No, I mean, have you been smoking my cigars?
Me? Oh, I should say not. I ain't one of them society ladies.
Yeah. Well, somebody took one. Marjorie?
Yes, Uncle Moore?
I've been doing a little detective work about that fire. You know, I've always fancied myself as another thin man. I have a pretty good idea how it started, too.
How, Uncle?
Well, I think I know who dropped the cigar into that fern stand.
Now, don't look at me with that steely glint in your eye, Sherlock Holmes.
I haven't smoked a cigar since last election.
Oh, be serious, Marjorie. Did you notice how evasive Leroy and Piggy Banks were when I questioned them just now?
No, I didn't.
Oh, of course not. You weren't even there. but they were as hard to pin down as a baby on a roller coaster.
But Leroy, smoking cigars.
Didn't you notice their appearance? They were both as pale around the gills as a whitefish.
Does smoking a cigar have that effect?
I should say. I'll never forget my first corn silk Corona. I was weak for days, and in the days for weeks. And besides all this circumstantial evidence, there's one real incriminating clue.
What's that?
Leroy's little finger.
What's wrong with his little finger?
He's wearing the cigar band from that missing cigar. At last, Doctor. What delayed you? Did you stop on the way to cure a couple of hams?
Fine thanks for rushing away from an office full of patients. Well, where's the sick boy? Show me to him.
Oh, yes, just a second, Doc. Since I phoned you, I found out a few things. I think Leroy is sick because he smoked one of my cigars.
Well, I can understand that. I smoke one of them, too.
You? Yes, but I can't get him to admit it, Doctor. He just keeps groaning and changing the subject. Now, I've got an idea how we can smoke out this whole cigar business.
Well, what's that?
What kind of sickness would have the same preliminary symptoms as smoking a cigar, Doc?
Oh, almost any of the juvenile illnesses.
Yeah.
Measles, chicken pox, and mumps, say?
Say, mumps will do. You examine Leroy, and you tell him he's got the mumps. That'll bring the truth out of him. Come on.
Oh, you and your scheme.
Ish. Remember what to do, Doc. Ah, Leroy. Here's Dr. Silsby to take care of our sick little boy.
Oh, suffering stuff.
Yeah.
You didn't need to bother the doctor, Hunk. I'll be all right in a couple of hours.
Well, now that I'm here, boy, I better give you a quick once-over. You see your tongue? Mm-hmm. Now, say ah.
Ah.
Yeah, I better take your pulse. Keep it dum 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 dum. Now, you can put your tongue back in now.
Thanks.
Now, tell me, after you inhaled this smoke, did you suffer any attack of vertigo?
No, I was just dizzy.
Oh, yeah. And this was accompanied by acute nausea?
It was nausea, all right, but there was nothing cute about it.
Well, that's just as I thought. Let me feel your jaws.
Oh. Hey, what are you about?
Mr. Gildersleeve, has this boy ever had the mumps?
Mumps? I don't think so. Have you ever had the mumps before, Leroy?
No. Say, you don't think I got them now, do you, Doc?
Well, it's a little early to say for sure, but the indications point that way.
Oh.
Yes, isn't that too bad? Looks like you'll have to stay in bed instead of going to that big football game, Leroy.
Hey, wait a minute. Gee, Doc, maybe you're mistaken. Maybe if you knew what really happened, you wouldn't call it mumps.
But what do you mean, what really happened, Leroy?
Oh, gee, I should have told you before. Uncle Mort, the reason I got sick and looked so pale and everything is, well, it's, gee, I hate to tell you, but, oh, why did I do it?
Why did you do what, Leroy?
Why did I smoke one of your cigars?
At last. Now we're getting the truth. Young man, I'm surprised at you.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry I ever did, Uncle Mort. Sorry as I can be.
Yes, I think you've learned your lesson, Leroy.
I have, Uncle Mort. I really have. I know maybe Dr. Silsby can see it's the cigar that makes me look this way and not mumps.
Well, Leroy, that was just a little put-up job. A little scheme to get the truth out of it. You really haven't got the mumps, has he, Doctor?
No, he hasn't, Gildersleeve. But according to his pulse and his temperature and these spots on his chest, he has got the measles.
Oh!
The Great Gildersleeve will be with us again in a few minutes. But right now, do you grown-ups remember the old-fashioned kitchen on baking day? What fragrance with cakes and pies and cookies in the oven. Why, everything smelled so good, my mouth fairly watered in anticipation of all the good things to eat. And nowadays, lots of up-to-the-minute housewives are learning the modern secret of that old-time home-baked flavor. Yes, more and more good cooks are insisting on a real flavor shortening for baking instead of bland, tasteless fats. That's why so many good housewives are using parquet margarine for baking. For a flavor shortening is just what parquet is. You see, the delicate taste that makes parquet so delicious for table use gives extra flavor to baked foods, too. Yes, and that's the secret of foods pan-fried in parquet. They're tastier, too, and parquet doesn't spatter or stick to the pan. And remember, parquet margarine is good for you. Yes, parquet is a wholesome, nourishing, energy food that contains important vitamin A. But why not try delicious, economical parquet margarine and find out how good it is yourself. Just ask your dealer for Parquet. P-A-R-K-A-Y.
Yes, Leroy. That's part of the cure for measles, you know.
Who's that? Shh. Leroy, it's me, Piggy. I just sneaked back to see if they found out.
Yeah, they did.
Gee, did you catch it?
I'll say I did.
Yes. Looks like you're going to catch it too, Piggy. Good night.
Heard on this program was composed and conducted by William Randolph. This is Jim Bannon speaking for the Kraft Cheese Company and inviting you to be with us again next week for the further adventures of the great Gildersleeve. And reminding you that every one of us can help in the nation's defense program by joining the Red Cross during its annual roll call, November 11th to November 30th. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Kraft presents The Great Gildersleeve. Each week at this time from Hollywood, California, Kraft presents Harold Perry as The Great Gildersleeve, written by Leonard L. Levinson. We'll hear from the Great Gildersleeve in just a moment. But first, even though winter doesn't officially begin till December 22nd, it's here right now for most of us. Yes, and on cold, blustery days, plenty of good, nourishing food is all important. I mean food that supplies energy, food that produces body warmth, food that keeps us going despite the weather. Now, Parquet margarine, the delicious vegetable margarine made by Kraft, is just such a food. Parquet margarine is one of the best sources of food energy you can serve. And that means it's tops in producing body warmth, too. And equally important in wintertime, Parquet is rich in vitamin A. Yes, every pound of Parquet margarine contains 9,000 units of vitamin A. But Parquet margarine isn't just good for you. It's mighty good tasting, too, whether you serve it at the table or use it for baking and pan frying. So for all these reasons, wholesome, economical Parquet margarine deserves a place on your shopping list. Why not order a pound or two tomorrow? Just ask your food dealer for Parquet. P-A-R-K-A-Y. It's the margarine that's made by Kraft. And now let's visit our friend, the Great Gildersleeve.
Certainly were two swell movies.
Yeah, thanks for taking us. Did you enjoy them?
Well, Marjorie, I'll have to confess I fell asleep in the middle of the first feature and woke up toward the end of the second one.
You did?
Yes, Leroy. Those 65-cent seats are too darn comfortable. But tell me, did Betty Davis finally marry Hopalong Cassidy?
Uncle, they weren't even in the same picture.
Oh, they weren't? Well, then he must have been singing to a blonde horse. Now I'm all confused. Who was it that defeated Notre Dame in the newsreel? Tarzan or Popeye?
It was Charlie's aunt. Yes. And he wasn't in the newsreel. He's in the picture coming next week.
Oh. That's the trouble with the movies. You can't sleep there in peace. What they need are more actresses like Betty Grable. Yes. Now, there's a girl with beautiful potential. She'll get somewhere, that young lady.
Well, it's almost midnight, so we'd all better get... Why, look at that. A birdcage.
Yeah, where did that come from?
There's a canary inside.
Well, I don't understand it. This wasn't here when we left. Maybe Bertie brought it in.
Yes, let's find out. Oh, Bertie.
Yes, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Bertie, whose canary is this?
It's yours, Mr. Gildersleeve.
It is?
Yes, sir. You just won Napoleon in a raffle.
Napoleon?
I did? When did it happen? While I was asleep at the movies?
No, sir, at my lodge. This is the night the mysterious and bewildering order of the Daughters of Cleopatra hold their weekly business meeting and shag contest.
But I couldn't have been there. He was with us.
Yes.
Well, your uncle bought a ticket on our big raffle.
Oh, yes, now I remember. But I thought you said the drawing was for a beautiful big set of dishes.
No, sir. The lodge is raising money to buy itself a set of dishes, but the prize they're giving away is a canary bird.
Yeah. Well, this is mighty nice to win on a 50-cent chance. First time I've won a prize since I wore my woolen underwear to that rumba contest.
Uncle.
I'd like to thank whoever it was that drew out the lucky number, Bertie.
Well, it just so happens that the drawing was done by the grand exhausted ruler of the pyramids.
Yeah.
And it also just so happens that that happens to be me.
Why, Bertie. Of course, it was just a coincidence, but did anybody say anything?
No, ma'am. But the show was a lot of black looks.
Yes, I guess they were.
Say, yes. This Napoleon's a pretty feisty little bird. Will he sing?
Of course he will. Only the man we brought him from says that when 2-3 days he's got to get customized to his new surroundings. And after that, he'll sing just like this here Eddie Nelson.
Eddie Nelson. Oh, I see, yes. Well, it's time for all of us to get to bed. You better find a cloth someplace, Bertie, and drape Napoleon for the night.
Oh, we don't have to do that, Mr. Gillsleeve. This is a special newfangled kind of cage. Look. Yeah,
yeah. Well, imagine that. A bird cage with Venetian blinds.
When the Daughters of Cleopatra do something, they don't mess around by halves. That reminds me of something I kind of hate to bring up.
What's that, Bertie?
Well, speaking of halves, you never did pay me them 4 bits you owed me for that raffle ticket.
Oh, yes. Now, see here, Napoleon. You've been a free boarder around here for a week now, and you haven't sung once. Not one single solitary... Stop eating a moment, Napoleon, and listen to me. Oh, now I've frightened you. Hey, what's the trouble, old man? Haven't I tried to be a pal to you? Haven't I? By George, look me in the eye when I'm talking to you. You've got to do something around here to earn your keep. You think bird seed grows on trees? You better find your voice, little chum, or you'll find yourself decorating somebody's hat.
Hello, Mr. Gillsleeve.
Yeah, hello.
Is Napoleon worked yourself into a vocalizing mood yet?
Yeah, not yet. You know, Bertie, I'm not one to look a gift bird in the bill. But I'm afraid the cat's got this canary's tongue.
No, sir, the cat was after this morning, but I chased him away.
Oh, well, I don't know much about birds, but if ever I saw a moody mudlark... It's this jaundiced little jaybird.
You know, I can't understand it, Mr. Gillsleeve. This canary bird was not only guaranteed to sing, but the man said positively.
Yeah. Well, maybe we better take Napoleon back to the store and get the Duke of Wellington.
Well, there was no store.
No?
You know, we bought that dicky bird off of a man that was selling him off the back of a truck.
But if he guaranteed him, he must have some permanent address.
Well, he said something about if everything wasn't completely satisfactory to write him in care of the Canary Islands.
Yeah.
Only he didn't say which island.
Well, I suspect he was selling hot canaries, only this one is not so hot.
Good evening, Uncle
Mort. Oh, good evening.
Oh, is Napoleon still sulking?
Well, I can't tell from the expression on his face. The only expression he's got. What do you think, Bertie?
I don't know nothing about canary birds. The only birds I've ever associated with is chickens.
Yep.
And even then, only to the extent of southern frying them, you know.
Yes. Well, we may turn Napoleon into chicken a la king yet.
Hiya, folks. Huh? Is that dumb bird still dumb?
Yes, Leroy. We better get some advice from an expert. I think I'll go to a pet store or an aviary.
Oh, you better try a pet store, Uncle Mort. Those aviaries are too busy these days with defense work.
Oh, Leroy, an aviary isn't a place where they work on aviation.
Well, I know. It's a place where birds of a lot of different feathers all flock together.
Say, Unc, why don't you come down to the library with me? I got to take a book back, and you can find out a lot of things about canaries there.
That's an excellent idea. Yeah, the bird stores are probably all closed, and this way I can get the information I want tonight.
Okay, but I can tell you one thing about that bird right now.
What's that?
He's no stool pigeon.
What do you mean, Leroy?
He won't sing.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Here's the 88 cents for your fine, Leroy. The next time you want to use a dictionary, we'll buy one. Turn it in while I find where the canary literature is, will you?
Here's the information desk. I'll be right back.
Okay. Excuse me, young lady.
Shh, not so loud, please. Won't you step closer?
Closer? Oh. I must come to the library oftener.
What can I do for you?
If my canary refuses to sing.
What?
My canary won't sing. And I wonder if you could help me.
I'd be glad to, only I don't sing either.
You don't, eh? I'll bet you... Have you got any books for a canary in that condition?
Well, the music department has some volumes with bird calls.
Oh, I don't think that would do. You see, my canary can't read music.
Well, how about a book that you could read?
Oh, that'd be splendid. Something that would tell me the cause and cureness of curtness or coyness in canaries.
You'll find that under C over there in the reference room. You'll have to hurry now. We're closing in just a few minutes.
Yeah, thanks. I will. Oh, Leroy, come along with me.
I'm coming. Only you better make it snappy, Unc. It's almost 9 o'clock.
Oh, it won't take me long. Is this the reference room?
Yeah.
Let's see. Somewhere along here. Canopies. The canaries. The canaries. Oh, canaries. Ah, here's what we're looking for. Almost missed it. Native birds of the Bronx and how to get the most out of them. What to do till the bird doctor comes?
You're getting warm, Unc.
Yes, I know I am. Here, hold my overcoat, will you? 44 famous formulas for feeding our fine feathered friends by F. McGee. Oh, that sounds like it.
I don't think you'll have time to read much, Unc.
Here's what we're after. A list of different feeds to food. Foods to feed Napoleon.
You want to read them off, Unc, while I take them down?
Oh, a splendid idea, young man. Ready?
Sure, go ahead. Shoot the junk to me, Unc.
Yes. Watercress?
Watercress.
Nasturtiums?
Nasturtiums.
Dandelions?
Dandelions.
Marigolds?
Marigolds.
What's happened to the lights?
Gee, they put them out. It must be 9 o'clock.
Come on, Leroy. Let's get out of here before they lock us in.
Okay, but I'm sort of mixed up. Which way is out?
I think it's right over here. Not that way, Leroy. Here, take my hand. Oh! Ooh, an avalanche! Oh, my goodness. Leroy, where are you?
Right here, under the books.
So, are you hurt?
Gee, my head feels funny.
Say, your head does feel funny. I can feel it going around and around.
That's not me, Uncle Mort. I'm over here.
What am I touching, then? Oh, it must be that globe of the world.
Let's see if we can grope our way out into the other room.
All right, take my hand. To think of it. Trapped in a public library at my age.
Gee, Uncle Mort, everybody must be gone. How are we going to get out of here?
We'll find some door we can open, Leroy. Or else I'll locate a window big enough to crawl out of.
Yeah, a bay window.
Never mind, young man. I'll stay close to me so we won't get... Where are we now, Leroy?
We're in the juvenile department now, Unc.
Juvenile department? How do you know?
The book's falling down and getting lighter.
Good morning, Uncle Mort. Good morning, Leroy.
Good morning.
My, but you two look pale and tired. You shouldn't stay out so late nights. What kept you up so long?
Well, it was like this,
Mort. You better eat your breakfast, Leroy.
Oh, yes.
Say, did you see the morning paper? There's the most mysterious story. Listen. Prowlers turn library topsy-turvy.
Excuse me, my coffee went down the wrong way.
Oh, gee, Unc, we're sunk.
Quiet, Leroy. Let your sister read the morning paper. What else does it say, Marjorie?
Finding the door of the Summerfield Public Library open at 2 a.m. this morning, Patrolman Elmo Dunkel entered and discovered a scene of unparalleled confusion.
Well, I wonder what that could have been.
Gee, don't you know?
Thousands of books had been pushed from shelves, and the floor was, in some places, 4 feet deep in volume.
That's an awful lie. I mean, awfully high, isn't it?
It was estimated by city librarian Helen Hunt Schultz...
Oh, yes, Miss Schultz, yes.
...that the sorting and restacking of the books will require at least a week, during which the library will be closed.
Boy, it's a good thing we got out. Our books last night.
Yes.
Shall I go on?
Yes. Very interesting.
Members of the detective squad who are investigating believe it to be the work of a gang known as the Laurel and Hardy Mob. led by a large, fat man and his skinny little lieutenant.
Why, isn't it warm in here?
The detective discovered a clue in the form of a slip of paper reading, watercress.
Watercress.
Nasturtium.
That's so.
Dandelions.
Eat your dandelions, Leroy.
I'm really not terribly hungry.
Yeah.
Say, incidentally, weren't you two at the library last night?
Why, yes. Come to think of it, we were, yeah. Oh,
I suppose you missed the fun.
There was no fun while we were there. We were looking for information about canaries.
Did you find anything?
Oh, we stumbled across a few books.
Awesome.
Say, maybe we should give Napoleon a bath, huh? Canaries are like people. They like to sing in the bathtub.
Shall we put the cage under the shower?
No, Leroy. Bertie, you fill a soup plate with some tepid water, eh?
Yes, sir. And if it'll help, I'll put some of my personal bath salts in it. They got the loveliest fragrance called The Last Time I Saw Harlem.
No thanks, Bertie. We can't take any chances of Napoleon singing Boogie Woogie.
Yes.
That's what you say, Mr. Gilsey.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe all he needs is a good wash job.
Yeah.
Now, here he is. I hope that canary bird can swim better than he can sing.
Yes, thanks, Bertie. Now, you folks just go on with your breakfast. I'll handle this thing all by myself. Yeah, the last time I saw Harlem. good morning, Napoleon. Have a good night's rest. Yeah. Now, I've got a nice bath all fixed up for you. That better make you sing, brother.
Gee, Uncle Mark, what are we going to do now?
Give this bird a ducky.
No, I mean about the police and the library and stuff.
Oh, don't worry, Leroy. They're not looking for us. They're after a couple of fellows who look like Laurel and Hardy. Oh, my goodness, they are looking for us.
You see what I mean?
Yes. Oh, let's not borrow trouble, Leroy. Let's forget the whole matter, huh? Hey, I'm afraid this plate is too big to get into your cage, nappy old chappy.
Shall I get a smaller dish?
No, we'll leave it here just outside the cage and open the door. Yeah. There you are.
Well, come on out, Napoleon. Nobody's going to bite you.
Yeah, don't be bashful.
Maybe you should prod him with your finger.
Oh, that's an idea. Ow! He pecked me, the darn little dive bomber.
I was afraid that it happened. There, now he's going out.
Yeah, come on, Napoleon. Make it snappy. We haven't got all... No, Napoleon. Stop flying around the room. Hey, there's your nice bath here.
Look out. He's heading for a window.
Window?
Keep him away, Uncle Mort. Shut the window.
Go back, you ding-dong devil. Oh, my goodness. He's gone.
Yeah, he sure flew the coop.
Oh, come on, Leroy. Bring the cage. We got to catch Napoleon before he heads for Florida. I see him. Look, there he is on the branch of that tree.
No, Unc, that's a yellow leaf.
Oh, yes, I forgot it's November. I could have sworn it was Napoleon.
Say, don't look now, but what's that moving in the bushes?
Where?
Over there.
Why, George, I think it's the bird, all right. Come on. Now, you head him off in the back, Leroy, and I'll sneak up on him from this side.
Okay, let me know if you catch him.
Yes. Uh-oh, there he goes into that shrub. Now, where did he disappear to? He must be somewhere in here. Napoleon! Nice, Napoleon. Be a good boy and come back to Uncle Throckmorton, Napoleon.
Hello there.
Hello. Oh, hello, officer.
Excuse me, but what are you doing down there on your hands and knees, mister?
Now, don't be stubborn, Napoleon. Say, you're a new man on the beat, aren't you?
Yeah, what are you looking for in them bushes?
Yeah, here, Napoleon. Come out of there. What's that, officer? Oh, I'm just looking for Napoleon. He's escaped.
See, aren't you a little late to look for Napoleon?
Late? I hurried as fast as I could. He just flew out the window.
Oh, he flew out the window, huh?
Naturally.
And did you fly out after him?
Why, of course not. What do you think I've got, wings?
I don't know. Have you?
You can see that I haven't. Napoleon has, though.
Oh, Napoleon has wings, has he?
Yeah. I was just trying to make him take his bath, but I guess he didn't want to, so he zoomed right out of the house.
Well, didn't he wait to put on his clothes?
Why should he? Napoleon never wears clothes. Here's Napoleon. Here, Napoleon.
He doesn't, huh?
No. I'm afraid he'll catch cold in nothing but his feathers.
This is getting better by the minute. Say, are you sure you aren't Napoleon?
No, see here, officer. Don't you stand there making jokes. If you want to be useful, come down here and help me find Napoleon. Here, Nappy.
Oh, fine.
Huh?
And look, how small is this Napoleon you're looking for?
Oh, he can't be over 4 inches high.
4 inches high?
Okay, then, 3 inches. I thought I just saw him.
Look, about how long have you been seeing this Napoleon?
Oh, ever since I won him on a raffle.
You won him on a raffle?
Yeah.
Well, I have a report to fill out.
Napoleon! You see, all this happened because Napoleon refuses to sing. You think it's on account of him being in a strange house?
I don't know. Do you live there?
Yes.
Then it's a strange house. Now, look, mister, let's walk over to the station where it's nice and warm and quiet instead of squatting in these bushes waiting for Napoleon to come marching out.
Say, what's wrong with you?
What's wrong with me? Now, look here, mister. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but Napoleon's been dead already for close to 120 years.
Oh, I didn't mean that, Napoleon. Huh. The Napoleon I'm looking for is a bird.
Yeah, well, he must be a cuckoo. Now, look, are you coming along quietly, or do I have to...
Shh, not a sound. There he is. You see him? Here, Napoleon.
Well, what do you know? It is a bird.
Of course. Leroy, head him off.
I am.
Leroy, use your hat. Be careful you don't crush him.
Nice, birdie. Hop into your cage. There he goes in, Uncle Mort. I got him.
You better take him in the house. Well, officer, are you satisfied?
Yeah, but it's lucky that canary showed up when he did.
Why?
Well, I was ready to run you in as one of them screwballs that busted into the public library last night. That'd have been pretty silly, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. Just listen to that, children.
Oui.
Beautiful, isn't it?
He's sure on the groove, all right, all right.
Oh, it's certainly worth a lot of trouble to get a bird to sing like that.
You're right, Marjorie. Let's ask the clerk what kind of bird seed he feeds this canary and then buy some just like it for our Napoleon.
Oh, miss, will you please come here?
What can I do for you? Pleased to meet you.
We have a canary and he refuses to sing, lady.
Yeah, he won't give out with a jive.
Leroy, he's not supposed to be a jitter bird.
Yeah.
Possibly the boy needs a change from diet. What have you been feeding him, if I am not too inquisitive?
Well, you're not. We tried everything the books recommended. Cuttlebone, watercress, bacon, vegetables, apples.
Have you tried Boyd seed?
Boyd's? Of course. He's gotten so fat on seeds, he keeps falling off his perch.
Well, for falling off the perch, we carry a special padded bottom.
What have you got for birds who won't sing?
Well, we have a number of remedies. Here's Marble's Bauble Goggle, guaranteed to make the saddest canary a Pollyanna.
That sounds good already.
And you also might try our Melody Restorer and Thistle Food. It's revived more songs than Bing Crosby. And this is a positive sure cure. A bottle from Philharmonic Symphonic Tonic for chronic lack of harmonics. Which one would you care to try?
Well, lady, we're in this thing so deep, we might as well go the whole hog.
Please, not in here.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll take all of them. Are you sure they'll work?
Oh, any one of them would work. But if you put them all together, the boy will simply whistle you out of house and home.
Oh, well, that's all we need to do then, eh?
Oh, yes. But just to be on the safe side, you might try singing to him.
Oh.
But the idea is to get him to sing to us.
That I understand. However, if you sing to him, it is only natural for him to show you how much better he can do.
Oh, well, then we're all set. 3 different kinds of medicine and also singing. Now we can't fail, can we?
Oh, no, not a chance under the sun. But you might take along this card just to be on the safe side.
A card? What's this? Dr. D.J. Roller, bird physician. If everything else fails, let me put your birds in a twitter.
Let's all sing like the birdies sing.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Come on, Napoleon, sing like Bing.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
If we warble, then so can you.
8 bars to the piece.
Now, Napoleon, do.
Or you'll meet Waterloo.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Well, come on, Napoleon, sing.
Oh, I guess it's no use, Uncle.
Yeah.
Shall we try another song, Unc?
What other song, Leroy?
How about that old one, Just a Bird in a Gildersleeve Cage?
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
Yes.
Say, Uncle, are you sure none of those remedies we bought at the pet store will work?
How can they? Napoleon keeps kicking him out of the cage. All except the gargle, he sits in that.
What about that bird doctor? Why don't you try him?
Say, I'd forgotten all about him. Dr. Roller. Yes, I'll take Napoleon there. And if I won't bring him back singing, I won't bring him back, period.
Excuse me. Is Dr. Roller in?
Yes. We are waiting for him, too.
We?
Yes, me and Butch. See?
Oh.
Butch is a little Yorkshire cinnamon buff coffee. What kind have you?
Oh, just a plain sawed-off yellow sulker. Do you think a doctor will be long?
Well, I don't think so. He's doing a plastic surgery operation.
Is that so? A plastic surgery, eh?
Yes, it's a nose-straightening job on a parrot.
Well, I don't think I'll stay. That'll take all week.
You may have our place. We're in no hurry.
Oh, well, I don't know. I'm just about ready to give up canaries altogether.
Oh, I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Oh.
Perhaps you don't realize all the joys and fun of owning a lovely little feathered companion.
Do you have fun out of Butch?
Oodle.
Yeah.
And I'll be very sorry to part with him tomorrow, too.
Oh, is something coming between you?
Oh, yes. My mother-in-law.
Yeah.
She's coming back, you'll see. A Butcher's really hers, you'll see. Only she doesn't call him Butch. She calls him a Fluffy Ruffle.
Well, that's too bad. About her coming back.
Oh, yes. And just when I had him trying so nicely.
Trying?
Yes, a Butch, you'll see, is a fighting canary.
Oh, yeah.
Now, don't say a word of this to my mother-in-law, but Butch has kicked the living daylights out of half the canaries on the north side of town.
Oh, well, I never knew people matched canaries in battles.
Oh, yes, yes, indeed. Yeah. Especially lonesome men that people leave canaries with when they go away someplace.
Yeah.
It's a lot better than just sitting at home and listening to the darn thing singing, you know.
I agree with you. But why are you bringing him in here?
Well, sir, before my mother-in-law gets home, I'm having the doctor do a little work on him. You see, lately, he's developed something of a cauliflower beak.
I think I understand.
Patient, please.
Go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much. Well, here we are, doctor.
Just bring the cage in here, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, that's a nice bird you have there. Huh? What seems to be the trouble?
Well, doctor, it's something like this.
Oh, excuse me. There's a $5 consultation fee in advance.
Oh, well, isn't that a lot for such a little bird?
Mister, the smaller the patient, the more difficult to treat.
Yes.
Hummingbirds are $15 and ostriches are $1.25.
Oh. Yeah. I see your point. Harder to hold.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, here you are.
Thanks. Now, once again, what seems to be the trouble?
Well, it's very simple. This bird, our Napoleon, doesn't sing.
Well, that's a common affliction. Especially in this particular species of bird.
Yes.
Yes, of course. Turn the cage around. Thank you. No question about it. That's it, all right. Knew it the minute I saw it.
Well, for goodness sakes, tell me, what is it?
Mister, as you should know and apparently don't, there are two separate and distinct kinds of canaries.
There are?
Yes. The one kind, happy, gay, carefree, singing practically all the time.
Yeah.
Then the other kind, sad, always worrying, busy and distracted, hardly ever letting out a peep.
Well, this is all news to me. What are the names of these two different kinds of canaries?
The kind that sings is called the male. The kind that doesn't sing is known as the female.
Is that so?
Yes. And this Napoleon you have here isn't a Napoleon at all. He's a Josephine.
Oh!
The Great Gildersleeve will be with us again in a few minutes. But right now, let me ask you housewives a question. What is it that makes the difference between the meals prepared by a good cook and just an ordinary one? Well, in this man's opinion, it's flavor. Yes, it's that appetite-satisfying extra flavor that good cooks give to the dishes they serve. That's why so many good cooks are using delicious parquet margarine, made by Kraft. They've discovered, you see, this important point, that because parquet is so delicious for table use, it adds flavor in cooking, too. The extra flavor that makes the difference between a good and an ordinary cook. Yes, parquet margarine is a genuine flavor shortening for baking, not a bland, tasteless fat. Parquet is a delicious seasoning for hot vegetables, too. And because parquet tastes so good itself, it makes pan-fried foods taste better. And it doesn't spatter or stick to the pan. Now, just because you'll be proud to serve parquet margarine at the table, don't think it's extravagant to use all you want in cooking. It isn't. Even though parquet is wholesome, nourishing, and perfectly delicious, it's so economical you'll be pleasantly surprised. So join the good cooks using parquet margarine and buy a pound or two tomorrow. Remember, it's parquet. P-A-R-K-A-Y.
Oh, dear. This Christmas list is getting me down. Cigars for Judge Hooker, a necktie for the mailman, and then for Bertie. Let's see. Oh, Uncle Mort.
What is it, Marjorie?
Have you thought of anything to give Bertie for Christmas?
Oh, yes, you bet I have.
Good. What is it?
Josephine. Good night.
Original music heard on this program was composed and conducted by William Randolph. This is Jim Bannon speaking for the Kraft Cheese Company and inviting you to be with us again next week at this same time for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Thank you for listening to and showing your support for my podcast. If you would like to receive notifications of when new episodes are posted, please subscribe to my channel. Well, hope you enjoyed, and until next time, stay safe, wish you well, and as always, peace.